What happened? Why do you look so upset?
It's nothing. Let's go.
Did he say something to you?
Behzad, are you in love with your uncle's daughter?
Who said that? Nick Carr?
Is he lying?
You mean you have doubts?
Where to?
I want to go and settle things with that guy.
Forget it. Stay put.
Forget it? I want to know what this garbage is he's saying to you.
Oh, just close the door. Your brother-in-law went and told him. He told him about everything that's happened.
Let's suppose my brother-in-law went and said everything. I want to know what it's got to do with that guy.
I don't know. That's what I told him too.
Look, Argavan, lying has to serve a purpose for a person. If I wanted to tell a lie, well, I would have gone and lied to my cousin. Then I would have gotten hold of all of my uncle's possessions. But I said no to her because I value my own feelings, because I didn't want it to become a transaction. Argavan, let me put your mind at ease. I don't have any feelings for my cousin.
All right. I believe you.
Look, Argavan, it's not important what others think about us. What's important is what you and I think about each other. That's why I'm asking you from now on, don't let these things that other people say have a negative effect on you. That's all.
Mother dear, my darling mother. Instead of crying, try to raise her spirits. Right now, more than anything else, Dad needs to have motivation.
I can't control myself, darling. When I see him looking like that, it just cheers me up. Oh, God, I'm the person that's made him like this.
His doctor said he needs to rest. Stress and worry are poison for him, mother.
You can't just rely on what one doctor says, darling. We'll take him abroad so he can have surgery. It's not like we're broke.
The best doctors are right here, and you want to take him somewhere else. In my opinion, Dad's problem has psychological roots. This is exactly why your colleagues can't find a scientific reason for his illness, sister. Mom, we have to take him to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, something, Mom. Bahadur, you talk to him, and I'll arrange everything if he agrees to it.
Only
I will.
Only a coward would cry before his death. No one is supposed to live forever in this world. A person at my age, if he gets up in the morning and it doesn't hurt anywhere, he must be dead for sure. I want to go to sleep. Don't wake me up for dinner.
Sure.
By the way, we're supposed to have some guests Friday night. Make sure you go all out. I want to impress them.
Hesam? Hold on a minute. What's the story?
I'll tell you later.
You should be extremely careful, Lady Doctor. If I'm not wrong, they've made some plans for you.
But how can you put yourself in Bahar's place?
Really? She doesn't even measure up to Bahar's pinky. I've got a perfect example for you. That Mr. Rezaei, my colleague, the poor thing is really simple, just like Behzad. The girl flirted with him so much that he cut his ties with his family and became the girl's slave. Before the ink dried on their marriage certificate, she broke everything off with him. She sued him for alimony, and the poor guy's been in jail for 6 months now.
That's right. They're a bunch of wolves.
The girls probably set her eyes on Bezard's appearance and his company and all that. And she thought we were wealthy.
In my opinion, Mum, if things keep going like this and we get into a tight spot, we'll have to file a complaint against that girl.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, darling. Did you have dinner?
Yes, Mother, I did. Why are you so quiet? Please continue.
I wasn't saying anything. Mum was talking.
We weren't saying anything, darling. We were all worried about you. When do you want to stop being so simple?
Hey, Manucha, why did you go to Nikar's office without my permission?
I sent him there. I told him to go and get the dirt on the girl's life. Is it bad that we're worried about you?
I'm really happy. I didn't know I had so many people worried about me. Look, man, aren't you ashamed of yourself? Going and getting that charlatan friend of yours all charged up so you'd go and threaten Argavan.
Now, what's happened, darling? Has the sky come crashing down?
Look, Mother, why do you think that anyone that lives in the south side of town is necessarily a bad person?
It's because being poor, you know, is the root of all wrongdoing.
And I know all these multimillionaires living in uptown Tehran who are doing corruption and crime. Where did they come from?
I don't care about any of that. Is it bad to look into the background of a person you want to spend the rest of your life with? That's what Manucha has gone to do. He went to ask to see who they are, what kind of family they have. How long have you even known that girl, hmm?
Look, Mother, how much time does it take for a person to get to know a good and decent girl? During the process of this case, I got to know Argavan as much as I needed to. And I took you there last night to get to know her, but you made that big mess. Before you'd set foot in their house, you started with your snide remarks and your insults.
Yes, that's right, and they weren't saying anything to us at all.
Don't interfere in this, Soraya. Leave him alone. It's got nothing to do with us.
If it's got nothing to do with you, then you were damn wrong to set foot in Nikar's office without permission.
He was damn wrong? It was because of you he lost his job. The poor guy keeps getting blamed for everything you do. You're upset about why he went to Nikar's office? Because he loves you. He's worried about you. He's afraid you're going to make a huge mistake, you fool.
Look, sister, I'm not upset that he went to Nikar's office. I'm upset that he snuck around, that he went there without telling me first. I'm upset that he gets himself involved in anything and everything. That's what I'm upset about.
Man, why does he get to say whatever the hell it is that he wants to say to me? Hey, why don't you go ahead and hit me? Come on, smack me in the head. I want to see if you've got any money in your pockets to pay after I sue you. Hey, Mum, why don't you say anything to him? Listen well to what I'm saying, Mum. I'm telling you right now, I don't have anything to do with this guy anymore. Look here, Bezard. I don't care about any of this anymore, and you should forget about me as well, brother. What the hell's it got to do with me? It was bad enough already, now it's even worse. Come on, get up, Soraya, let's go.
Why are you making a scene for no reason? Why are you delusional? I don't care about what you do at all. It's you that keep interfering in my life, sticking your noses into my private affairs, sneaking around making arrangements behind my back. Look here, Mother, I'm telling you this for the last time. I love Argavan, and I'm going to stick with her no matter what. That's it. That's all I've got to say.
Get out of my way. If she's so great, go and do whatever you like. But after this, don't mention your mother's name again. Don't ever.
Forget about him, Sarai. Come. Have some watermelon so your blood sugar doesn't go below normal. Just concentrate so you do well on your test. Then you'll pass and your pay grade will go up and then we'll be rid of this place.
Let's say I study and pass the test and my salary goes up. Don't you need to find a job? Let's suppose there were no Uncle Hissam. Don't you have to think about having an income?
Come on, Soraya. We're fighting about something else now. Both brother and sister are totally messed up. What am I even saying? What a crazy family. بیرون یه زمانه مثل قبار مثل قبار میمونه مثل قبار میمونه دیوونه یه زمانه دیوونه یه زمانه.
Is your needle stuck or have you forgotten the rest of the song? You keep repeating the same line.
Because it's... Yeah, I'm fine. The synthesizer's bugging me. Don't tell me you expect me to make music like Mozart with this beat-up synthesizer. Look, if you give this instrument to Beethoven, he'd go on the street corner and play dance music.
Just imagine.
That's how it is. You always get what you pay for. I bought it cheap, and it's not worth a damn.
Ooh, You were just waiting for someone to say something so you could let it all flood out. What's wrong with it? It's fine.
What's wrong? It's garbage. Not for nothing, but I'm supposed to be making an album. My fans are going to be climbing over each other to get my autograph, and I'm sitting here with this piece of garbage trying to make music.
Who knows what'll happen? Maybe with this piece of garbage, you'll make a new form of music. You'll drop a bomb on the music world and become the next Johann Sebastian Bach.
And then instead of the VIP section, you'd have to go and sit in the rafters and see your brother from a distance as I play.
I love you so much. God willing, God willing. You get to that point, and I'll stand in the back of the theater and cheer you on. Is that good?
In my opinion, it's terrific. What do you think?
It's pretty. I just wish instead of these pearls, you'd used gems. It would have been better.
Yes, sure. Go ahead and place your orders first, why don't you? I'll personally make your wedding dress with huge pearls. Such bad taste. This is the latest fashion.
Well, Homer, dear, if you get upset, then why do you ask?
If you know how to answer so well, why don't you ask then?
Did you ask something else that I didn't answer?
Yes. Since you've been fired, where do you go that you're not home all day?
Where do I have to go? I'm going from law firm to law firm looking for work. I tell them I don't have any experience, then they won't hire me. If I say I do, they ask where I worked. If I say with Nikar, and praise God everyone already knows him, they'll give him a call and he'll change their minds immediately.
If I were him, I'd do the same thing. It seems you've forgotten Nikar was the one that taught you everything you know. Now, because of that sissy little prince, you've betrayed Nikar.
That's great. In my opinion, a sissy little prince coming after a person is much better than a person sitting in a corner of the room and waiting for a fat, old, rich, and bald guy. What did you call them? Were they Forbes?
Aha. So that's it. You're still in love with him. That's what I wanted to hear. Look, Argavan, my eyes may have become weak, but my ears work very well, you know.
Oh, my dear, what are you saying? What's the meaning of all this?
It means that, God forbid, but it seems idiocy is genetic in our family. I was fooled by a man with a handsome appearance that looked wealthy, who wasn't a man at all. He was a coward. And I only realized I'd made a mistake after I'd lost everything in my life. 3 children to raise and a lifetime of suffering and hardship. I paid the price for it, my girl. Don't make the same mistake.
Mother dear, your girl wants someone that's better than us. As they used to say, as long as a man's got money, nothing else matters. That's what her story is.
Don't ignore the differences, my girl. Right now, you're in love. Your eyes are blind and your ears are deaf. Count his good points, but also see his bad ones. Don't say he'll get better because he won't. He'll even get worse. All it takes is for you to live with him for 1 year under the same roof. Then you'll see all the differences coming up, showing their faces. That's when you'll regret what you've done. You'll keep hearing insults and snide remarks from your husband's family.
Don't blink so much. It's all going all over your eyelashes.
Today I gave a call to Tavakolian.
And?
He was upset, but he didn't act rude.
Did he say anything?
As soon as he started to talk, I cut him off. Oh. We kept talking, and eventually got round to inviting them over for Friday night.
You did the right thing. Lie down. Oh, I do just hope that Baha will like Tavakolian's son. I don't know. Maybe she'll forget about Bezard.
It'll take time, Surur, for her to get over him. Don't worry. It'll be Baha's turn to marry soon. I'm just afraid that by that time my eyes...
For God's sake, don't say such things, Hesam. You know everyone your age starts to have problems with their eyes.
I'm not afraid of old age. I'm afraid of going blind. I don't want to have the world go pitch black. Can't handle not seeing you and the children.
Don't
can't say such things. You always like to make me feel bad.
I'm sorry for causing you to suffer.
If you don't want to make me suffer, then listen to me. Look, Esam, dear. Let's pack up this week and go and live in the villa in Lovasan for a while. Away from all the pollution and traffic and work problems. And all that stuff. It'll be better for your health.
Don't be in a rush, Suru. Let me think for a while. It seems like you've forgotten. I've invited the Tavakolian family over Friday night.
Yes?
Mother?
What is it?
Where did you put my black sneakers, please?
Did you look in your closet?
If I looked, it wasn't there.
Do you see? She's all grown up, and I still have to go and find her things for her.
You ought to do everything around, Mom. Daddy, are you doing all right?
Yes, darling. Don't worry. Go get to your work.
Sure.
Hello. I'm truly sorry.
It seems you have a habit of being late.
Man, no matter what I do, all their eyes are on me. I'm under the microscope. I become the object of everyone's attention. Even now, it is hard for me to get away.
A life that starts with running away won't last long.
Are you backing out so quickly?
No, I'm not backing out. I just don't want to force myself on your family. Man, we don't have anything in common at all. We have to accept that.
You might be able to forget about it, but I can't.
Hello, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm fine,
good day,
thanks.
Here you are.
What will you have?
It doesn't matter.
2 orange juices.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
With your permission.
Just listen to me for a minute. Without telling anyone, without any noise, without anyone finding out, we'll go get married. Just listen, then we'll go and start working on them. Once we've gotten on their good side, then their opinion will change. Once they say yes, then we'll announce our marriage.
What are you saying? Are you joking?
Joking or serious? Believe me, it's the best way.
If this is our best way, then forget about the worst. Getting married in secret, living a hidden life. Let me see, Behzad. Who do you think I am?
I'm thinking about the both of us. We have to somehow find a way out of this bind.
The way you've found isn't the right one.
Don't rush to a decision.
I've made my decision. My answer is no.
Just listen to me for a minute, please.
You listen. I won't be ashamed in front of anyone because of my family or my living situation. It's this day and age that should be ashamed. It wasn't my choice. Maybe it's my destiny to be like this.
But our destiny from now on is to be together.
No. In fact, our destinies are separate from each other. Don't look for me and don't call. Behzad, I can't believe the things I heard from you today. There are plenty of smart and clever attorneys in the city. Go
what
find
do you
someone
mean?
Else.
Argavan,
goodbye.
Argavan, hold on!
تموم حرفامو باید فقط واسه تو بزنم درگیر این دنیا شد
شدم دنیای من محدود شد وقتی فراموش کردم دارم ندارم دود شد دوری من از تو فقط عذاب بی اندازه داشت بی خبر از این که نگاهت منو تنها نمیذاشت هر لحظه که فکر میکنم این همه از تو دور شدم دوباره گریم میگیره دلم میگیره از خودم هم همه این روزگار منو به تنهایی سپار فکر زمین و آدماش از دل من یاد تو بود دوست دارم دوست داشتنم مهمتر از جون بنام این بدترین گناهه که از تو به جز تو رو بخوام سخاوت دستای تو دنیامو میسازه هنوز با این همه گناه من آغوش تو بازه هنوز
Are you well?
Not at all. Thanks for coming.
Here
Come inside.
It's for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Why did you take
Not
the trouble?
All.
Oh, it's great that you've come. Was it easy to find?
Yes,
Come
yes.
inside.
Is he awake?
Yes, but he's not well. Ever since he found out his eyes have a problem, he sits in a corner and doesn't move.
Oh, man.
Please come inside.
When a person gets old, cholesterol and blood pressure go up. But self-confidence and a person's patience and tolerance go down. You have to raise his spirit.
Sure. Hello there, Auntie.
Hello.
What brings you around here?
What about you? You didn't come, so I had to.
It's really great you've come.
Please, come inside, please.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Come this way.
Thanks
for
coming.
Thanks for coming. Esam, dear.
Thank you.
You
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
I really, really do want you to come. I
Father
think it's
dear,
important.
Here you are.
Everybody wants
Thank
to
you.
See you.
Oh, it's not necessary.
Yes,
I can help myself.
Whatever you prefer.
No, dear, go on about your work.
Sure, Father. But my work won't take more than 5 minutes, so I'll just be right back. I've got a lot to say to you.
Of course.
With your permission.
Thank you.
So classy. I am absolutely delighted, of course. No, man. Just take a few days off and come here. They're not little kids.
The day at court, you were feeling better.
Well...
I don't know what's happening to me. Where the problem is, I don't know. I think there must be a reason for it. But I don't know what it could be, you know. Sometimes, when I look over the past, I tell myself I'm paying back for my past actions.
There's nothing in this world that isn't without reason. But God willing, it's good. Everything will be fine. Look at it like that.
I can't forgive myself. I keep feeling guilty. Maybe I've been cruel. To myself, to you, to others.
Anyhow, what happened is in the past. Digging up the past of our youth isn't going to do us any good. Someone once said, in all the pain and suffering that they've experienced, patience was the highest respect they could pay to God's wisdom.
I'm not a child, Fatima. This is what you're saying with your mouth. Tell me, does your heart say the same thing? I think you must be happy to see me in the States I'm in.
No, my heart has something else to say. But this isn't the place for it. I just came to see how you're doing.
Excuse me for leaving you alone.
No, it's all right.
I'm really sorry. It was my sister. She was calling from Sweden. She sent her regards to you, Hesam, dear.
When I told her a really classy suitor who's educated and comes from a great and dignified family is coming to ask for Bahar's hand, well, she became so happy. She is her aunt after all.
Hopefully it'll work out. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. You'll come as well, right?
Let's see what God wills.
Oh no, what does that mean? How many aunts does my child Bahar have?
Let's just see what God wills.
Suru, don't insist. Fatima doesn't see herself as part of us.
Oh, man. What are you saying, Hesam, dear? Didn't that girl offer you anything? Oh, for God's sake, eat something.
No, everything's great, thank you.
If your drink is warm, I'll bring you another, huh? Hesam, dear. Your drink.
Oh, play it again. You forgot one note. Don't forget it. Would you like some?
Thanks, but my cup is full.
Is there something that's upset you?
Me?
Your hands are shaking. Whenever I get upset, my hands shake as well. So who's upset this lady attorney of ours?
Can I ask you for some advice?
About what?
Look, Doctor, I never had a father watching over me. His name was there, but he himself wasn't. Right now, I can really feel his absence. To have his protection, his support. Someone I could really rely on. To count on the things they said. Someone like you. As kind as you.
Well, you know, I'm not as good as you think I am. Now, instead of all this, tell me what's wrong.
I saw him again today. He was really restless, really impatient and out of sorts. He'd always come with flowers. But today he came with a strange suggestion.
What suggestion?
He said we should get married. But not in the open. He wants to tell his family after the fact. So maybe that way they'll have no choice but to agree to our marriage.
What do you do with this crazy and foolish love? I think that this guy is following his heart, not listening to his head. And an unwise person can throw a stone in a well that 100 wise men can't bring out.
What if we could?
Well, what if you couldn't? What if after 6 months he doesn't do what he said he would? What if he changes his mind? What if he went off and fell in love with someone else? Girl, don't gamble with your life, please. He's holding the winning cards. He's bluffing, can't you see that? What are you going to do if he is bluffing? It's better if you play chess. Trying to hide things, you're the only one that will suffer. You will lose, my girl.
What you say is right. What wise person would accept this idiocy? No one. It's a risk. What if it doesn't work out? That's when I won't have any way to go back, will I?
You will. You do love him. I have no doubt that you love him. But you'd better think about it a little bit more.
Hey, Doctor, can you come here a moment? I think it's become much better. Come listen to this and see how it is.
All right, I'm coming. Mmm. See, I told you if you concentrate, it would get better.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقی که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آخر.